broader problem, and that is what we are watching on our TV screens is the unraveling of the Obama foreign policy, which is making the world more chaotic and us less safe.
Yes, I'm sure that is very annoying and boring to hear that. But
oh, you pressed record?
I pressed record. We are live. Well, not really.
Oh, I wasn't even.
People will hear this later, but yes, we are going to live stream the vice presidential debate and do some commentary on it while it's going on, I guess. We'll, you know, the volume will go up and down. We'll, if we, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Choose to listen to the Thursday.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be boring as fuck. We're not going to, like, leave it just going for a while. But try and listen in to see what's going on, and then we'll comment, I guess. Sound
okay.
Good? Sound good?
Sounds lovely.
What are you drunk on?
Life.
By the way. Liberty?
Life and liberty.
And the pursuit of happiness or something?
Yeah. No.
Property?
The pursuit of happiness. I think so.
No, you're drinking some red wine.
I am, but I'm not drunk on it.
Oh.
I'm just drinking it.
Right now I'm drinking a Lagunitas Maximus IPA. That's pretty tasty. Okay, let's see
what it is so we can at least comment, because I don't know where they're at.
Cut embassy security in his budget by $300 million below what we asked for, number one. So much for the embassy security piece. Number two, Governor Romney, before he knew the facts, before he even knew that our ambassador was killed, he was out making a political statement which was panned by the media around the world. And this talk about
this
weakness, I don't understand
right
what my friend's talking about here. This is a president who's gone out and done everything he has said he was going to do.
What?
This is a guy who's repaired our alliances so the rest of the world follows us again. This is a guy who brought the entire world, including Russia and China, to bring about the most devastating...
He did everything he said he was going to do? Like in the wars?
The most devastating efforts on
he did that?
Iran to make sure
did
that,
he do that
they in fact
I don't remember him doing that. I think he made more wars.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I think he's launched more cruise missiles than
Bush did. What were you first told about the attack? Why were people talking about protests when people in the consulate first saw armed men attacking with guns? There were no protesters.
Because
why did
exactly
that go on for
what
weeks?
We were told by the intelligence community. The intelligence community told us that. As they learned more facts about exactly what happened, they changed
what?
Their assessment. That's why there's also an investigation headed by
Tom Pickering,
there's this,
like, little,
a leading diplomat
graph
from the,
like,
Reagan years.
I guess it's live, and I guess you can vote on it, but it's how do you feel about what's being said right now, and it changes as, like, the topics change, but, like, right now everyone is agreeing with what's being said.
Because everybody loves Obama.
We should just strongly disagree strongly.
Oh, I can do shit.
Yeah. You have to wait so many seconds.
Well, I'm going to strongly disagree as often as possible.
And as the intelligence community changed their view, we made it clear they changed their view. That's why I said we will get to the bottom of this. You know, usually when there's a crisis, we pull together.
But anyways, yeah, there's just like little freaking graph that's going along with what he's saying.
I'm not having much of an
effect. Oh, and then it shows, like, if you vote, then it shows, like, it has another line. It's like a line graph, so then it puts up another line in a different color, and it says, like, what you're saying, and... Obviously, ours is always on strongly disagree, but
yeah, for both guys, I don't care who's talking.
Should the U.S. have apologized for Americans burning?
Oh, here goes Paul Ryan. Let's listen in.
Should the U.S. apologize for U.S. Marines urinating on Taliban corpses?
Oh gosh, yes, urinating on Taliban corpses. What we should not apologize
burning
for?
Burning Qurans immediately.
What we should not be apologizing for?
Whoa! Don't just skip by that.
What we should not be doing?
Just an apology.
Is
that's
saying
it.
The Egyptian people.
How about hold them accountable for
Mubarak
what they did?
He's cracking down on them, that he's a good guy, and then the next week...
He just moved on to...
Oh,
what we should not be doing is rejecting claims
for
calls for more security in our barracks, in our Marine... We need Marines in Benghazi when the commander on the ground
Marines.
Says we need more forces for
it
security. There were requests for extra
what
security. Those
are
requests
you
were not
about,
honored.
Mr. Ryan?
Look, this was the anniversary of 9/11. It was Libya... A country we knew we had Al-Qaeda cells there. As we know, Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are on
the
rise in
Northern Africa.
The
U.S. government created Al-Qaeda.
And we
CIA.
Did not give our ambassador in Benghazi a Marine detachment. of course there's an investigation so we can make sure that this never happens again. But when it comes to speaking up for our values, we should not apologize for those. Here's the problem.
Where's Romy?
Look at all the various issues out there, and it's unraveling before our eyes. The vice president talks about sanctions on Iran.
I guess you don't necessarily have to see.
They got.
Let's move to Iran. I'd actually like to move to Iran because there's really no bigger national security.
Should be wearing my.
This country is facing. Both President Obama and Governor Romney have said they will.
You can't read that from there.
From getting a nuclear weapon.
I can't read anything.
Can you drive?
If that means military
action. That's what I'm saying. With my glasses,
I'm blind as fuck. Last week, former Defense Secretary Bob Gates said a strike on Iran's facilities would not work, and quote,
when I have to work late
could prove catastrophic, haunting us for generations.
And I have to drive home.
Can the two of you be absolutely clear and
even then,
specific
it's not,
to the American people?
You know, I still
how
can't see great,
would a military strike be?
Way better than I can see in these glasses.
We cannot allow Iran to gain a nuclear weapons capability.
So, I think I'm going to go put on my contacts because I can't see shit.
All right, I'll keep
it. We'd have to like move the fucking screen
they had
right here.
Fissile material,
I'll keep the fort
nuclear
going.
Material to make one bomb.
You
no,
listen
for five.
And comment.
Hey, I'm listening.
Toward a nuclear weapon. They're 4 years closer toward a nuclear weapons capability. We've had four different sanctions to the UN on Iran, three from the Bush administration, one here. And the only reason we got it is because Russia watered it down and prevented the sanctions from hitting the central bank. Mitt Romney proposed these sanctions in 2007. In Congress, I've been fighting for these sanctions since 2009. The administration was blocking us every step of the way. Only because we had strong bipartisan support for these tough sanctions were we able to overrule their objections and put them in spite of the administration. Imagine what would have happened if we had these sanctions in place
earlier.
They're
all lies.
You think Iran's not brazen? Look at what they're doing. They're stepping up their terrorist attacks. They tried a terrorist attack in the United States last year when they tried to blow up the Saudi ambassador at a restaurant in Washington, D.C.
Because we are there all the time bombing shit and destroying their shit.
When this administration says that all options are on the table,
stop making us seem like we're the bad people on this.
They send out senior administration officials that send all these
ridiculous.
And so in order to solve this peacefully, which is everybody's goal, you have to have the Ayatollahs change their minds. Look at where they are. They're moving faster toward a nuclear weapon. It's because this administration has no credibility on this issue. It's because this administration watered down sanctions, delayed sanctions, tried to stop us from putting the tough sanctions in place. Now we have them in place because of Congress. They say the military option's on the table, but it's not being viewed as credible. And the key is to do this peacefully is to make sure that we have credibility. Under a Romney administration, we will have credibility on this issue.
Vice President Biden.
I am back.
imagine had we
they were just talking about like
Congress
how
work out the sanctions.
Some of our they were talking about Iran and they were saying how
the entire world would have joined
they
Russia
tried to bomb
China,
you know us and
these are the
whatever this ambassador whatever I didn't really even listen after that point
period.
I was like whatever but
period.
We're over there all the freaking time destroying shit.
Not
we.
Said
we
well,
keep these sanctions.
They, whatever.
Said, well,
so
you're
it's
talking
like,
about
stop
doing more.
Saying
what you,
that kind
you,
of shit.
You're going to go to war?
Just
is
don't go over there.
Do
we want to prevent war.
The interesting thing is how they're going to prevent war. How are they going to prevent war? They say there's nothing more that they say we should do than what we've already done, number one. And number two, with regard to the
war.
Ability of the United States to take action militarily, it is not in my purview to talk about classified information, but we feel quite confident we could deal a serious blow to the Iranians. But number two, the Iranians are the Israelis and the United States.
I pushed it.
It's still recording, apparently.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
I don't know what happened to the that buffering.
Oh,
jeez.
What are they talking about? Are you talking about to be more credible? What more can the president do? Stand before the United Nations, tell the whole world, directly communicate to the Ayatollah, we will not let them acquire a nuclear weapon, period, unless he's talking about going to war.
Martha, let's look at this from the view of the Ayatollahs. What do they
this
see?
Is all lies.
They see
they don't have
trying to water down sanctions in Congress
a nuclear weapon. And it doesn't really matter if they did
toward
anyway.
A nuclear weapon. They're spinning the centrifuges faster.
Yeah.
They see us
both
saying when
say
we come
do,
in the administration, when they're sworn in, we need more space
they
for
both
their allies.
Use
Israel.
Force against Iran.
They see President Obama in
and
New York
Iran
City,
is allies with Russia
Bibi Netanyahu is,
and China.
Instead of meeting with him, goes on a daily talk show. They
the U.S.
See
wants to go after Iran.
When we say that these options are on the table, the Secretary
gonna,
of Defense walked them back.
Feel some wrath. It's going to
be
bad news.
They are not changing their mind.
Shouldn't do that.
That's what we have to do, is change their minds.
I don't care.
So
they do what they want.
Leave everybody alone.
So
exactly.
Look,
that's what I say.
Stop having these debates.
Hold up
everybody
that
step down. Actually, everybody else, stop recognizing all these politicians as having some mythical authority over you.
Can you solve this in 2 months?
Like, the only authority they have is by force. Like, that's the only thing they have. If you just say no,
it's that short of time or longer,
it will all go away if enough
longer.
People do that.
Number two, it's all
you
about
don't agree with that
you can't
bomb
force
and
everyone.
They've
just forced everyone for so long that people start to believe that they just have that authority. And so, whatever they say goes.
And look at what this administration does.
Right,
if they wake up and say no, then it'll just all crumble. It'll go away. Like, they don't have an authority unless you recognize them as having an authority.
Currency going into the tank.
You know?
He sees the economy going into free fall, and he sees the world
I was agreeing.
Totally united in opposition to him getting a nuclear weapon. Now,
there's more of us than
my friend for 39 years. The president has met with Bibi a dozen times. He's spoken to Bibi Netanyahu as much as he's spoken to anybody. The idea that we're
he
not...
did burn my finger
today.
Great.
Just before he went to the UN, I was in a conference call with the,
really?
President, with him talking to Bibi for well over an hour.
Bull crap.
In stark relief.
Screw you.
What was going on. This is a bunch of stuff. Look,
good night.
Here's the deal.
Sleep
what
tight.
Does that mean,
sweet dreams.
Well, it means it's simply
so I would disagree
Irish.
With what you just said.
We Irish call it
malarkey. They laughed.
Okay.
They laughed at you, Romy.
So I would disagree with what you just said. All right, I'm not going to say that this isn't true, but considering the source, I'm a little skeptical.
What Bibi held up there was...
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
...they can enrich uranium enough to put into a weapon. They don't have a weapon to put it into. Let's all calm down a little bit here. Iran is more isolated today than when we took office. It was on the ascendancy when we took office. It is totally isolated. I don't know what world these guys are in.
Thank heavens we have these sanctions in place. It's in spite
no,
of their opposition.
No sanctions.
Oh,
sanctions are horrible.
This sanction.
You're
and
starving people, innocent
results.
People that have nothing to do with any of this.
I think that case speaks
it's the Iran. If,
the by the way, what's
if,
worse, another war in the Middle East?
Like, they're talking about, like, Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. Okay, if, let's say they are, it's the they is the Iranian government. It's not the people of Iran, but the sanctions destroy the people of Iran. It starves them. Like, that means, like, the U.S. won't send any food over there, like, as far as, like, won't even trade. I mean, like, people in Iran buy shit from the U.S., companies.
Yeah.
In Iran buy shit from the U.S. Same as, the U.S. companies buy shit from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, the U.S. puts the sanctions on Iran. Now, Iran companies cannot buy shit.
And so therefore they
so how do they get food but what they actually have and then they even sell some of that food to other countries so and other things like just not just food but that's the majority of it you starve people when you put a country on sanctions. You think you're doing something to the government, all you're doing is harming the people. Because the U.S. government is probably still throwing money at the Iranian government while they have those sanctions on. All it does is destroy the people. It's horrible. It's ridiculous. So sanctions are a bad idea.
Martha, let me tell you
ask you what's worse. War in the Middle East, another war in the Middle East,
I'll tell you
or
what's
a nuclear armed Iran.
I'll tell you what's worse. A nuclear-armed Iran, which triggers a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
What?
This is the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. They've
That's
dedicated
the
themselves to wiping an entire country off the map. They call us the Great Satan. And if they get nuclear weapons, other people in the neighborhood will pursue
their nuclear
weapons as well.
Vice President
Biden. We can't live with that.
War should always be the absolute last resort.
You're right.
That's why these crippling sanctions with Bibi Netanyahu says we should continue. which, if I'm not mistaken, Governor Romney says we should continue. If I may be mistaken, he changes his mind so often.
Yeah, he agrees. He agrees with everything you say.
The fact of the matter is, he says
both sides, both of you guys.
And the fact is,
pretty much agreement.
They are being crippled by them, and we've made it clear: big nations can't bluff. This president doesn't bluff.
Gentlemen, I want to bring the conversation to a different kind of national security issue.
This graph is full of people who love Obama.
The number one issue here at home.
Every time Joe Biden is speaking, it is strongly agree, strongly agree, strongly agree. And then as soon as Paul Ryan starts talking,
the Obama administration had projected that it would
down.
Fall below 6%.
But it still doesn't
now
go completely down.
No, it just goes like
it hovers,
agree.
So will well, both of you yeah, level it hovers right around can you get into the top to of the disagree, but not never gets down to strongly disagree.
I don't know how long it will take. We can and we will get it under 6%.
This is
oh my
weird.
God, there's so many stupid people.
That's the scary part.
It's well,
seeing that shit. But how do we not know they don't just have people just hit and agree and agree like we're hitting strongly disagree?
But also, I don't think that it's necessarily, you know, stupid people in America. It's just like what
wrongly informed.
Well, that's part of it. That's what they pay attention to. I mean, like these major media news sites, Fox News, CNN, all that shit, they're all just propagating the same lies. With the president or the running mates, you know, Fox News would be the Republicans. So, I mean, that's what they're fed over and over and over again is nothing of real, you know, real news. Like all this shit about Iran. These people are my mom and dad. Just the whole thing. It's nothing but lies. And so that's all they ever hear. So where, you know, they have no idea of alternative media sites and whatnot. So that's what they're basically indoctrinated to believe. So they're going to choose a side. Either I'm going to listen to MSN News or whatever, and that's left-leaning. CNN, I think, is left-leaning. Or I'm going to listen to Fox News, which is right-leaning. So
either way.
That's it.
Yeah.
And both sides, you're being lied to. And so that's how they are informed. And so they are informed with nothing but lies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not necessarily stupid. They're just going by what they hear. And that's, you know, and these big media companies are all tied directly to the government anyway. So once again, the root problem is the government.
The middle class tax cut because they say we won't continue the middle class tax cut unless you give the tax cut.
I was hoping this would be a site where you can submit questions.
Oh, yeah. Like that one that we had before.
He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Not that my question would ever get asked. So, like, ask where the government gets its authority.
Yeah, that,
because there's no way to answer that.
He probably somehow try to, like, shut you down from watching it.
Maybe. I don't know. I doubt that. They just wouldn't even ask that question.
Did they come in and inherit a tough situation? Absolutely. But we're going in the wrong direction. Look at where we are. The economy is barely limping along. It's growing at 1.3%.
See, now Paul Ryan's talking, and it's starting to go down.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm adding to that. But I was adding to that during Joe Biden, and it was going up. So it didn't really matter what I did. I've just keep hitting strongly disagree.
23 million Americans are struggling for work today. 15% of Americans are living in poverty today. This is not what a real recovery looks like. We need real reforms for a real recovery, and that's exactly what Mitt Romney and I are proposing.
No, need you to just get out of here and leave it up to the free market. The free market can handle it all.
Get the skills they need to get the jobs they want.
Stop fucking with the economy.
Debt under control to prevent a debt crisis. Make trade work for America so we can make more things in America and sell them overseas.
What
did
I say? Oh.
Champion small businesses. Don't raise taxes.
This has nothing to do with this, but it's always something that Philly's got tonight.
Yeah, and the league.
So I just thought I'd put that out there.
Let me tell you about the Mitt Romney I know.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to download it tonight.
Who I was talking to, a family in Northborough, Massachusetts.
You're fine. I was just thinking. I just was thinking.
Their kids were hit in a car crash. Four of them, two of them, Rob and Reed, were paralyzed. The Romneys didn't know him. They went to the same
church. Still doesn't, even though it went down for Paul Ryan. This is about where it's going to stay. It won't go any further down.
It's like
it never, never has hit to strongly disagree. Hasn't even gone below this line of to get into the strongly disagree. It barely gets into disagree.
The Nixons told this story. When he told me this story,
barely.
He said it wasn't the help, the cash help. It's that he gave his time.
So
weird. And he has consistently. This is a man who gave 30% of his income to charity, more than the two of us combined. Romney's a good
it's
man.
It's fixed, just like everything
100%
else.
100% of Americans in this country. And with respect to that quote, I think the vice president very well knows that sometimes the words don't come out of your mouth the right way.
But I always say what I mean.
His words, he just said that his words don't always come out the right way.
Right.
Get people out of poverty in the middle class.
I'm sure it's the same with you, buddy.
Self-sufficiency. We believe in opportunity and upward mobility.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
We're going to push for in a Romney administration.
Vice President.
You're both talking nonsense
anyway. What did
he anyway.
Say? He said, but I know what I mean. What did he say?
The idea, if you heard
Stephen.
That.
I say what I mean.
Little soliloquy on 47%, you think he just made
Stephen.
A mistake, then I think you're, I think I got a bridge to sell you. Look, I don't doubt his personal
you
generosity,
got a bridge
and I understand what it's like.
Okay.
When I was a little younger than the congressman, my wife was in an accident, killed my
Oh, here we go. Sob story.
My wife and my two sons survived. I have sat in the homes of many people of God.
I strongly disagree with this, Biden.
Thing you can give
Sorry.
Solace is to know if they know you've been through it.
Not that I'm doing anything, because it's rising.
I don't doubt
as soon as you start speaking, there it goes.
Are people even listening to
what
he says? Like, are they just because they think they like him?
Oh, they're listening to this. They're like, oh, my goodness, sob story. Everybody loves the sob stories and the, you know, the reality TV show. Like, even The Ultimate Fighter. I hate it when they do that, but, you know.
Yeah.
When we watch Ultimate Fighter, it's like right before a fight, a certain one of the guys will have this crazy sob story. Oh, my kids, my wife, all this, you know. I don't care about their sob stories. Just go in there and fight. And if you want it bad enough, then you're going to do it. If you don't, then you won't. Or if you happen to just, you know, somehow get knocked out, but you were doing very well in the fight, well, then at least you showed that you were a pretty good fighter.
Show me something.
They notice that. Dana White notices that shit.
Show me a policy.
Even if you lose.
Take responsibility.
But yeah, you went out there and
the way,
fucking did some
they
shit.
Talk about
yeah.
This great recession,
you know?
If it fell out of the sky,
don't
like,
give
oh
a shit about
goodness,
your sob story
it
and what's going on in your life.
This man voting like, to put two
to make me
in a credit card
think that
to, at the same
you
time,
should win the fight because you have a wife and children. Well, there's other fighters out there that
there.
Have wife and
I
children. So what?
We can't afford that.
That's all I'm saying.
All of a sudden, these guys are
everybody deals with tragedy and their families and whatnot.
That they create.
Don't use that shit to
let's not forget
get whatever you're trying to get.
One party control.
Silly.
When Barack Obama was elected, his party controlled
make everybody
everything.
Feel sorry for you.
Do everything of their choosing and look at where we are right now.
That's all it is.
They passed the stimulus.
They want those women
the
under
$131 billion.
Well, he's
a
Democrat, so the people on welfare.
That unemployment would
he's
never
appealing
get
to them.
It went up
oh yeah,
because they have a lot of trauma
they
in their lives.
Right now, if we just passed the stimulus, the economy would grow at 4%.
And most the chart goes down.
Pretty much everybody on welfare is going to vote
that's what
Obama
our entire
for sure.
Premise of our
which
pro-growth
is stupid.
They always vote Democrat.
Getting the economy growing at 4%. Creating 12 million jobs over
because
the next
they
4 years.
Think that
look at just
Democrats
the $90 billion in stimulus.
More
the vice president was in charge
you know,
of overseeing
favorable
this.
To
$90 billion in
people
green
on welfare.
The campaign contributors,
they may be
groups.
Slightly,
there are
but
just at the Department of Energy, over
Republicans
100
are
criminal investigations
pretty close.
Just how stimulus
go ahead, go ahead.
Spent.
They're all about welfare too, just in certain different areas, maybe.
Committee.
Yeah.
I mean, the military is huge welfare
the
thing.
Months and months. They found no evidence of cronyism. And
what?
I love my friend here.
No evidence
I,
of cronyism?
I'm not allowed to show letters, but go on our website. He sent me two letters saying,
you both are backed
way,
by Goldman Sachs. That's cronyism right there. That's the definition
of
cronyism.
We sent millions of dollars. You know why he said
he did
he
ask for stimulus money.
Sure he
correct?
Did. By the way,
I think Obama's backed by more money
for
from from Goldman Sachs than Romney is, but they're both backed by a lot of money by Goldman Sachs. And then I think Romney is backed by more of J.P. Morgan or Wells Fargo or something like that than Obama. But Obama is also backed by J.P. Morgan or whatever. Like, there's, I saw a graphic that shows all these big major companies that contribute to each of their campaigns, and like the same one was on. Like, there was like six or seven of the same, and just at different levels. Like, certain ones were more money toward a certain campaign, but yet they still gave money to the other campaign. Like, it's so, it shows how just fucked up it really is. It's ridiculous. I need a beer.
We'll go get one.
I am.
No.
Exactly what we needed to stop us from going off the cliff. It set the conditions to be able to grow again. We have, in fact,
I'm going to read this quote by John Lennon because it kind of just shows how the government corrupts you at a young age. It says, when I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. And that was by John Lennon. So it just kind of shows you how, like, the government only sees one way, whether it be, like, war, violence, teaching people, like, it has to be a concrete concept. Well, and I guess to them, happiness isn't, and it really isn't, because it's, it can be, like, happiness to everyone else is different. But to a different person, it's different. But still, I would have been fine with that. If I was a teacher, I would have been fine with that answer.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no, I was just reading this quote by John Lennon. It kind of just fit on to show like how the government only sees things one way. Usually it's violent or...
Right.
They don't like to think outside the box, essentially.
He was pretty much a big lefty, but he had some good stuff. Because he was very anti-war.
Yeah. No, he had, this is like a good quote, you know, like how some people, even though they weren't really,
they kind of like Reagan had a ton of great quotes, all the things he was saying before he became president, and about like small government and whatnot, and then he grew government by like 60-some percent when he got in. It's ridiculous. And he upped that drug war hardcore. From Medicare to spend on Obamacare,
even their own chief actuary at Medicare. You should see the post or the picture I posted on Drunk on Liberty. A lot of likes. I'm getting a lot of likes on it.
Oh, yeah? I need to sign in there.
I mean, I could just show you.
Well, I need to sign in on my Facebook anyway.
Oh. This board, by the way, it's 15 people. The president's supposed to appoint them next year. And not one of them even has to have medical training. And Social Security? I haven't really been paying attention to the vice presidents because I really just don't care because I don't vote. But
I don't either.
What, like, what's his name, though? I guess I don't even
forget. Paul Ryan.
Yes, Paul Ryan. Sorry. Couldn't think, like, what is
a lot of
his main thing that a lot he's of people been talking about?
Well, a lot of people thought that Romney picked him because it kind of sounded like Ron Paul, so he would, like, trick some Ron Paul supporters who weren't, you know, diehard Ron Paul supporters.
Yeah.
He'd kind of trick them into, you know, see, I have a Paul. I have a Paul.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, no.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
I was just curious. We would rather have 50 million future seniors determine how their Medicare is delivered to them. You're going to like this picture. Oh, no, not that one.
Oh.
That's not the one, even though that's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. I saw this.
Oh, today. Well, isn't it good? I got a lot of likes on that one.
Disturbing. Gross.
Gross.
Nice. That is crazy. Face Off.
Uh-huh.
It's a great movie.
I thought you'd like that one. But anyway, sorry that no one else can see that, so it's kind of awkward.
Well, if they're listening to this, they probably already saw it, the Nicolas Cage.
Oh, or, I mean, they could just now go to Facebook page.
Who knows when they're
going to
hear this? They're going to hear this later on a weekend that we can't do
it. Is it only the vice presidents debating tonight?
Yeah.
I thought you said there was more, though. This week, or was I hearing you?
I just said there's a debate. That's all I said.
I listened to what you said.
This is the chick on the latest Rogan podcast I listened to. He had on. She's a journalist, and She's pretty somewhat liberty oriented. But it was pretty good.
You just think she's hot. Get over it.
No, it was a pretty good podcast. Like, they were talking hardcore against the government, the NDAA. Definitely a lot about that. So, but yeah,
what's
she's
her name?
She's a little left leaning, but I think Rogan is too a little bit. I mean, he doesn't quite get there fully, but there's a couple of times while I'm listening, I'm like yelling in my head, you know, certain things where it's like you're almost there, but you're not, and you're still.
Yeah.
But I'm always doing that to him. Her name Amber. Amber, I can't read that. Lion?
Lion.
Lion. Amber Lion.
She's lying. Their ideas are bad, and they
eliminate the guarantee of Medicare. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You guys, both of you.
There you go. As George Carlin would say, politicians...
Carlton?
Carlin. Why is he Carlton?
Carlton?
Oh, that, I'm
he
thinking
didn't really
of,
die.
Carlton. I know. But politicians that are there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything.
Indeed. Did you post that one?
No.
Oh, you should.
What are you talking about? I read that off the top of my head. Like, I knew that off the top of my head. I read it off the top of my head.
Read it off the top of your head, huh?
So, what
who wrote it on the top of your head? And how did you see the top of your head?
Because I'm psychic.
Well, it'll take all the 4 minutes then.
We're saying don't change benefits for people 55 and above. They already.
Did you know that October 13th is no bra day?
Let me ask you this. What,
oh boy.
What day is that? Saturday. Seniors who
really can't afford do it.
To make I'm not. These puppies the would be to the ground. A premium support plan
and others call crazy.
It would not be pretty what? If I go to the store and no bra on, okay? So, we're saying if I did wear a huge sweatshirt, it'd be okay.
By taking down the subsidies for wealthy people. Look, this is a plan. By the way, that $6,400 number, it was misleading then. It's totally inaccurate now. This is a plan that's bipartisan. It's a plan I put together with a prominent Democrat senator from Oregon.
There's not one Democrat who endorses
plan.
It. Not one Democrat who signed
our partner
the plan.
Is a Democrat from Oregon.
And he said he does no longer support
we
you
put
for
it,
that.
We put it together with the
who
former
cares?
Clinton budget director.
This that just means that you're cahoots with a Democrat.
Came from
well, does
the
it matter?
Clinton Commission to Save Medicare, chaired
I
by
already
Senator
know
John
you
Rowe.
Completely
point,
agree.
Martha, which was if we don't, if we don't
little
fix this
minor,
problem pretty soon,
teeny little issues that don't matter.
Here's the problem.
You disagree on.
10,000 people are retiring
for the most
every
part.
Single day in America today.
This is what I say this shit.
And actually, those tiny little things that they disagree on, they probably don't actually disagree. They just, like, he's saying it, well, as far as, like, Romney, would be saying it in order to get elected. And then just the exact same way that Obama did. Said all those things. Oh, in the war. You know, I want to run on transparency.
They're and saying what you want to hear.
Transparency. Do you understand transparency? You know what transparency is? Have a transparent government? Like, so the public knows what's going on with the government? That's mm-hmm. what Obama was running on. And so then when Bradley Manning puts out something that's mm-hmm. going on in the government, they throw him in a cage and destroy his life. That's running on transparency. That's what Obama ran on. That's transparency right there. WikiLeaks. That's transparency. Yet they're going after Julian Assange constantly. So what happened to that transparency thing? Everybody just forget it? All the Obama supporters forget that?
Apparently.
I don't understand. So that's what I'm saying.
They're all like, brainwashed because they watch CNN.
Well, I'm just saying. So that's what Romney is going to be doing now, saying stuff that would, you know, sound good to people. So they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So then maybe they would elect him. And then if he gets elected, then, of course, he's just like, how would you hold him accountable? If he doesn't do any of those things, just like Obama didn't, nobody's held Obama accountable. They actually gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. It's wonderful. It's fucking stupid.
That's hilarious.
Completely fucking stupid.
Fresh ideas. You
fresh ideas. These aren't fresh. Your ideas aren't fresh. They're the same thing over and over again.
Paint your opponent as someone people should run from.
You were one of the few lawmakers to stand with President Bush when he was seeking to partially cut Social Security.
for younger people. What we said then,
you're one of those guys that writes nonsense Americans down on paper and we're supposed to follow it.
Of making their money work faster for them within the Social Security system. That's not what Mitt Romney's proposing. What we're saying is no changes for anybody 55 and above.
What Mitt Romney is proposing.
And then the kinds of changes we're talking about for younger
people.
Don't
interrupt Biden. He's going to say what you want to say anyway. Don't worry about it.
And then he'll disagree.
Slowly raise the retirement age over time. It wouldn't get to the age of 70 until the year 2103, according to the actuaries. Now, here's the
issue. Quickly, Vice President.
Quickly. The bottom line here is that all the studies show that if we went with Social Security proposals...
You get out there, it's like anything the other man says is like, oh, I got to get something out that disagrees with it. But it's like, even if they don't actually disagree with it, but somehow I have to word this so that it's a disagreement.
Changing and change being in this case... to cut the benefits for people without taking other action you could do to make it work is absolutely the wrong way. These guys haven't been big on Medicare from the beginning. Their party's not been big on Medicare from the beginning, and they've always been about Social Security as little as you can do. Look, folks, use your common sense. Who do you trust on this? A man who introduced
Nobody.
A bill that would raise
Nobody 40, for president.
$6,400 a year. Knowing it and passing it, and Romney saying he'd sign it, or me and the president.
That
nobody tells the truth.
Misleading, but more importantly,
that's what they were the facts,
this,
right?
This is what politicians
so I vote for
do
nobody.
They don't have a record to run on. Try to scare people from voting for you. If you don't get ahead of this problem,
your vote doesn't matter anyway.
Medicare
who cares?
We're going to
move on.
We're not going
to
run
very
away.
Very simple question to
Medicare
you,
and Social Security get so much from my own family. We are not going to jeopardize this program, but we have to save it.
You are jeopardizing the program. You're changing the program from a guaranteed benefit to premium support, whatever you call it. The bottom line is people are going to have to pay more money out of their pocket. And the families I know, the families I come from, they don't have the money to pay more.
That's why we're saying more for lower income people and less for higher income people.
I would like to move on to a very simple question for both of you, and something
oh,
tells
how simple
me
will this be?
I won't get a very simple answer, but let me ask you this.
I gave you a simple answer. He's raising the cost of Medicare.
Okay, on to taxes. If your ticket is
taxes.
Elected, who will pay more in taxes? Who will pay less? And we're starting with Vice President
Nobody
Biden
should pay anything.
The middle class will pay less, and people making $1 million or more will begin to contribute slightly more. Let me give
That's
you one
stupid.
Concrete example. The continuation of the Bush tax cuts. We are arguing that the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy should be allowed to expire. Of the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy,
then why did Obama keep them going?
$1 billion of that goes to people making a minimum.
He had a
of
chance
$1 million.
To end them.
We see no
he kept them
justification
going.
In these economic times.
So
for those,
what are you
and
talking about,
patriotic
dude?
Americans, they're not asking
you
for
agree
this
with
continued
the Republicans.
Tax cut. They're not suggesting it, but my friends are insisting on it. 120,000 families, by continuing that tax cut, will get an additional $500 billion in tax relief in the
I'm
next
a long
10
masturbator.
Years, and their income is an average of $8 million. We want to extend permanently the middle-class tax cut for permanently from the Bush middle-class tax cut. These guys won't allow us to. You know what they're saying? We say, let's have a vote. Let's have a vote on the middle-class tax cut, and let's have a vote on the upper tax cut. Let's go ahead and vote on it.
How about we just
no.
don't have any taxes?
They're holding hostage
yes,
the middle-class tax cut to the super wealthy.
There
and
is
on
no
top
need
of that,
for taxes.
They got another tax cut coming. That's
well, they pay them. That's
that
why.
All the studies
that's why we got to keep and raising because that's their paycheck.
$250 yeah. million. Dollar,
and they like to spend money on stuff to make themselves look like they matter.
Taxes for people
so whenever they build a big bridge
a
or a nice road or they always want to point to the highway system or whatever.
No need for this. The middle
whatever.
Class
that any of that
heels,
shit can be built without stealing money from people.
They need some
I
help
hear
now.
You.
The last people who need help are 120,000
I mean, people are,
families for
their
another,
companies
another
going into space
$1 billion tax
that don't need any
years.
Taxpayer-funded Thanks. Money. They don't need that.
Our entire premise
Come on.
Of these tax reform plans is to grow the economy and create jobs.
You can't it's fucking a build a road without tax dollars?
Now,
really? The government has to build the road. The most horrible, inefficient, murderous organization ever to exist. They need to build roads. Fuck that.
Look, if you taxed every person in successful small business making over $250,000 at 100%,
we don't.
It only run the government for 98 days. If everybody who paid income taxes last year, including successful small businesses, doubled their income taxes this year, we'd still have a $300 billion deficit. You see, there aren't enough rich people and small businesses to tax to pay for all their spending. And so the next time you hear them say, don't worry about it, we'll get a few wealthy people to pay their fair share, watch out, middle class, the tax bill is coming to you. That's why we're saying we need fundamental tax reform. Let's take a look at it this way. 8 out of 10 businesses, they file their taxes as individuals, not as corporations. And where I come from, overseas, which is Lake Superior, the Canadians, they drop their tax rates to 15%.
Overseas, the which average is Lake tax Superior. Rate on most industrialized world a joke
is 25%.
Over the sea of Lake Superior in Canada.
On successful small businesses to go above 40%. Two-thirds of our jobs come from small businesses. This one tax would actually tax about 53% of small business income. It's expected to cost us 710,000 jobs. And you know what? It doesn't even pay for 10% of their proposed deficit spending increases. What we are saying is lower tax rates across the board and close loopholes primarily to higher-income people.
If you don't say wipe them out, then fuck you.
Don't raise the deficit. Don't raise taxes on the middle class.
You're still going to raise the deficit.
And don't lower the share of income that is borne
by the high. This is what the last Republican said.
He'll keep saying
this. George W. Bush said, I'm for small government, and I'm not for nation building.
And even their own deputy campaign manager acknowledged
that. What did he do once he got in? He increased the size of government crazily. And then he started a bunch of wars. So that's nation building.
Pay for that 20%.
That's what they do. That's what I'm saying. They say one thing and they never actually do it.
Are you still working on it? And that's why you won't.
Why would you listen to these fools? I know these are just vice presidents and they don't really matter. But it's the same shit that the Obama and Romney would be saying. So it's all the same bullshit. Just different face.
And they work together to fix that. What we're saying is, here's our framework. Lower tax rates.
No blackface on here.
We raise about $1.2 trillion through income tax.
Did you hear about that thing where, like, Romney went and did some Hispanic show?
No.
And he put, like, darkface on himself.
Oh, I heard about that, but I thought it was a joke.
But he had, like, a super white neck. Like, he didn't cover his neck. Like, his neckline was showing and stuff, and it was all white. So it was, like, weird.
We want to work with Congress on how best to achieve this.
I need to see a picture of that shit.
Successful. Look, there's a video, I think, somewhere.
What we're saying is lower tax rates 20%.
I'll have to search it and see if I find it.
You guarantee this.
What was it again?
Absolutely. Six studies have guaranteed.
Romney on Mexican TV.
Vice President Biden.
Look, Vice President Biden. Let me translate. Let me have a chance to translate.
I'll come back in a second then, right?
First of all, I was there when Ronald Reagan tax rates. He gave specifics of what he was going to cut. No, number one, in terms of tax expenditures. Number two,
here goes 97%
of small businesses
pay less, make less than $250,000.
Yeah, definitely going to be Obama. Some of those
other small businesses are hedge funds that make $600 million a year. That
whoever knows. I mean, I'm sure it was already solidified a long time ago. Your vote doesn't matter. No matter how many votes you throw behind Romney because you just want anybody but Obama, it's not going to fucking matter.
Someone making $50,000 paid more than that. Do you think that's fair? He said, oh, yes, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm looking. I don't see it.
But you think these guys are going to go out there and cut those loopholes?
Romney in blackface.
They take advantage of is the carried interest loophole and capital gains loophole. They exempt that. Now there's not enough. The reason why the AEI study,
talk to me.
American Enterprise Institute study,
why
the tax policy centers?
Who are you?
The reason they all say it's going
to. I mean, why is this such a big deal?
Class, the only way you can find $5 trillion in loopholes is cut the mortgage.
Great.
People cut the health care deduction, middle class people.
Did you Google
take
it?
Away their
you
ability to get a
you
tax
told me
to
YouTube.
To
I'm trying to Google
that's why they are wrong about that.
He is wrong about that. There, you can cut tax rates.
You're both wrong about that.
And still preserve these important preferences for middle class.
You're both horrible at economics here.
It is mathematically possible. It's been done before. It's precisely what we're proposing.
If you tax,
it has never been done before.
It's been done a couple of times.
Wait, what?
It
has never what? Okay, what website is this? This has to be a left-leaning Washington Post.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a left-leaning
Republicans and Democrats. Republicans and Democrats,
That's why it keeps doing that.
That's right. You guys aren't used to doing bipartisan.
So they've already, like, they have it set to do that. But they have to be seen. My strongly disagrees.
Is that like the picture you're talking about?
Well, there's a video of it. I don't know. I can't see that. I'm still way too blind to see that.
Where 87%
of the legislators he served with were Democrats. He didn't demonize them. He didn't demagogue them. He met with those party leaders every week. He reached across the aisle. He didn't compromise principles.
And you
he found common
happened.
Ground, and he balanced the budget.
You saw it. If he did such a great job,
Vice President,
he did such a great
balanced
job
the budget four times without raising taxes.
Why isn't he even contesting Massachusetts?
Vice President, what would you suggest beyond raising taxes on the wealthy that would substantially reduce
not
the
just
long-term
let
deficit?
The taxes expire like they're supposed to on those millionaires. We can't afford $800 billion going to people making a minimum of $1 million.
Yeah, you can. You just tell Ben Bernanke to print some more money for you.
20,000 families make $8 million.
That's what you do anyways.
Middle class
people need help. Well, I think I found it.
Why does my friend cut out the tuition tax credit for them? Why does he go after the child care?
Can you declare anything off limits?
Why do they do
that? Can you declare anything off limits?
Yeah, we're saying close loopholes on high interest people.
Home mortgage deduction.
For higher income people. Here.
Can you guarantee that no one is less than $100,000 have a mortgage,
this,
or mortgage deduction?
Not that it would matter.
Businesses. He keeps trying to make you think that it's just
what?
Some movie star, hedge fund guy.
97% of the small businesses make less than $250,000.
You know it's called? You want me to look for it and play it?
No, I know what it's called. I'll just look at it later.
Yeah, it's a million small more visual.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he says. I don't know
I'll just look at it later.
But, like, the whole story behind it is he actually grew up in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, his family, they're all polygamous. I think that's it. They want to fuck a bunch of women.
Like Sister Wives, the show.
Right, yeah. So back in the day, they weren't allowed to do that here.
Oh, okay. They still
and
aren't.
I still aren't, really, but... I mean, now you could get away with it, I think. But back then, they couldn't really get away with it.
In certain areas, you can.
Yeah. But anyway, so they were just like, fuck it, let's move to Mexico. We can do it there. And so that was like before Romney was even born. But he was actually born, I believe, in Mexico. So where's his birth certificate, that whole birth certificate thing? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was born over here, but... Maybe it was after he was born. I don't know. Either way, his family moved to Mexico, and he was raised in Mexico.
So he speaks Spanish?
In a cult of polygamists.
Oh.
Like
he's not,
a big crazy... Well, he's Mormon. I mean,
but is
he? Part of Mormonism.
I don't think you have to do it, though.
But it's part of it. He is Mormon. He says that many times over and over again.
So maybe he has more than one wife. So we're saying...
Well, he doesn't, but he could on the side.
Quickly, Vice President.
You are tight.
We don't cut it. And I might add, this so-called, I know we don't want to use the fancy word, sequester, this automatic. That was part of a debt deal that they asked for.
I would ask the question, what about secession? What are your feelings on secession?
Well, that's the question you would ask.
Yeah. What that meant? We've been both of them. Because I secede. So I've already seceded from the federal government. They don't know about that, of course, because they still keep trying to get money from me. And they still jack money from my paychecks. So they don't understand that I have seceded from them.
That was the decision of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I have not.
Recommended to us and agreed
we
to
both can't do it. You know, that's two red flags.
They made the recommendation
what?
First.
Okay. No, I just, in my head, just saying, I've seceded.
Oh,
that's
oh.
all you have to do is say it. I secede from the federal government. I don't recognize them as an authority. It's just my philosophy.
Oh, I thought you were saying because losing 2,000
U.S. No, I still, they still jack my paycheck, so obviously I haven't. I can't.
Now we've reached the recruiting goal.
I try the best I can, but
how long is this damn debate?
Probably 2 or 3 hours.
Oh my God, I'm not sitting here for 2 or 3 hours listening to this fucking shit.
Well, let's talk about something else.
don't want to. I'm still not sitting here for 2-3 hours.
We want to make sure. Well, I know, but we've already been sitting here for about an hour.
I don't think so.
So let's sit here and talk about some shit.
I have nothing to talk
about. Are you kidding me? You don't think so? Look, when I think about Afghanistan, we're 10 minutes away from an hour. Incredible
job. How do you know?
I said about an hour. 49 minutes and 40 seconds. It was amazing to me what they were facing. And I went to the Argonaut Valley in Canada. I can turn this off and we can just have a Drunk on Liberty conversation.
Well, I don't have anything to talk about in front of me right now.
Think of something.
Boobs.
Who are you?
Talk about something in your past.
I don't have anything in my past.
Any crazy shit?
Huh? I got... Nah, I don't want to mention that. I'd give my identity away. Secret identity. I used to watch Scooby-Doo a lot when I was little. That was one of my favorite shows.
I didn't watch it very often, but...
You missed out.
I did watch it, when I was probably 22 one night, and with a couple other friends that were like the oldest, I think, was 20. A couple friends that were 20 and a couple girls were there that were like 18 or 19.
You pedophile.
That were their girlfriends. I didn't have a girl there.
Wow, that's a first.
The cops were called on me because I bought a 30 pack of Keystone Light or Ice, one of the two, and the cops just bust into the home, and like we had just cracked our first beer, each of us, so like nobody had barely even taken a drink, maybe one sip or whatever, and they were like busting in. There was like four or five of them, because first we saw them outside like running around. I was like, what the fuck is going on out there? And they just come in the front door. Like, what the fuck? And they're running all around. Like, who else you got hiding in here? And he's checking the closets and stuff, opening random doors. And it's like, what are you talking about? We're all just sitting here watching Scooby-Doo. That's what we were watching. We were trying to figure out what we're doing for that night. Because it was like 7 or 8 o'clock. It was still early, you know?
Well, that's my bedtime. But.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like for that night, like everybody just got together and we're about to, you know, pre-drink before we decided or figured out what we're going to do. Like, are we going to go to a party? Is there a party somewhere? Or, you know, whatever. For right now, we're going to sit here and talk and chill and whatever's on TV, well, it happens to be Scooby-Doo and the cops bust in. It's crazy. And then the cop got all attitude with me because I got an attitude because he's in my fucking house. Unwarranted or whatever you want to say. But I don't know. I said something like, this is ridiculous. Oh, where's that drop? I'll tell you what I said. I'll tell you what I said. Maybe. I can't fucking find it.
It's late. You already missed the.
There it is.
This is ridiculous.
That's what I said. And he said something like, oh, I could take you to jail right now just because you have this alcohol out in the open with these underagers.
Hmm.
That was like while he was giving them breathalyzers. He was giving everybody breathalyzers and they kept coming back zeros, each one of them.
They're just trying to cover their asses because they broke in there. Essentially.
No, they weren't covering anything. They didn't give a fuck. That's Illinois police for you. They don't give a fuck. Do what they want.
Mm.
They gave me a DUI. They don't give a fuck.
Mm. I don't have any cop stories because I was a good child. Plus, I knew all the cops, so if I would have gotten in trouble, they would let me just go anyways.
Teach your kids to drink.
One cop saw me, because he used to be, like, a cop at the college they went to, the university they went to, and, like, my one friend was friends with him, so then, like, oh, I got to know him and stuff, so then we were not friends, but, like, see each other, and he was always, you know, hey, and whatever. Well, then he actually got a job as, like, a cop in a town near the town that I went to school at, and me and my friend were out drinking. And we went to this, like, it was a dive bar, and so it was all old people there, but well, people love me, so I would get free drinks there, which was fine for me. So me and my friends would go there, and we were leaving, and we see a car, we're like, shit, because we all had been drinking, and we were driving, because at this point, I had lived back home, but it was him, so it didn't really matter. He just told us to go.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I wouldn't have known him, probably would have gotten in trouble, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and that's how it is. Special favors to either family, friends, and also other cops. So that like obviously proves that there is no actual rule of law. It's just however they feel like, you know, what they feel like doing at the time. If they know the dude, then they're just going to let him go. If he's one of their friends, like, you know, I'll help you out, man. I'm not going to give you this ticket. We're buddies. Like, go on your way. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Or you're a cop. I'm a cop. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to give you a fucking speeding ticket. Are you kidding me? You're a cop.
Yeah.
So where's the law? And the cops will always say, well, we have to enforce the law. Whatever the law is, we have to do it no matter how bad it is, no matter how horrible the law is, you know, and there's no victim or anything, but it's like they say, well, we still have to enforce this law. Well, no, you don't, because you don't enforce it on your friends or your family or other cops. So no, you don't. You have what's called discretion. Use it. And stop busting people that, I mean, there's no victim. Like holding the wrong plant, the wrong chemical. Who the fuck cares? Speeding. Who the fuck cares? Leave them alone. Now, if they're driving fucking crazy, maybe pull them over and say, hey, you know, stop driving crazy. Like, stop putting people in danger.
Yeah.
That's legitimate. But don't fucking say they owe a certain amount of money to the state and they lose their driving privileges. They didn't do anything. They haven't harmed anybody. Same with the drinking and driving. I know I get all kinds of shit for saying that, but fuck it. If you haven't harmed anybody, then you should not owe a duty of restitution to the state. You didn't do anything. You didn't harm the state. Just because you drove drunk and they pulled you over in a certain spot, you didn't hurt anybody. Nope. If you had hurt somebody, then yes, you are personally held responsible. You should be. You still shouldn't owe any duty of restitution to the state.
Nope.
There should be no ticket. There should be nothing paid to the state. You should owe a duty of restitution to the person that you harmed.
Which is what comes back to me. I had a car accident a couple years ago, and I got ticketed because I caused an accident. Not only did I have to pay for the other person's car and, you know, pay my deductible for my insurance and all that other shit, then I get ticketed. Like, that's bullshit. I didn't. It's not like I even, like, destroyed the guardrail or anything. Like, I didn't even. The only thing that I hit was the car that was in front of me.
Right.
So therefore, the only person that I owed any kind of restitution to was the person I hit.
Yes.
Which I did, you know, because that's why I have car insurance. So they paid this person. But I don't know why I had I think it was like a $170 ticket because I caused an accident.
Yeah.
And I did not have my insurance card on me, but I just like faxed a copy of it. So I got ticketed twice, but I didn't have to pay the second one because I just had to fax a copy of it and they took that away. But still, there was no reason I should have got ticketed for causing an accident. Like, what did I do? Nothing. I didn't do anything. I didn't hurt anything. So, and even if I would have hit a guardrail, I paid for that damn guardrail with my taxes. So whatever, you're just going to have more taxes to fix it. And half the time they're not even fixed anyways. So,
well, they're horrible on potholes and whatnot.
Oh, I see a new one all the time. So I just think that's stupid, you know. I already paid the person I, you know, harmed. And that's all that was important.
Really?
So, it's just freaking stupid.
Yes.
But, anyways, apparently Jerry Sandusky got sentenced. I didn't know this. I don't pay attention to the news or what's going on.
Are you using news stories from...
No, I'm not going to use all of them, so I picked one that I probably wasn't going to use.
You don't like to use all of my news stories.
Some of them I'm like, I can't really discuss on that one. So like,
I could. I can discuss on anything.
Maybe once I don't like to hear your voice all the time.
Once I get a few beers in me.
you know I'm the weight in this relationship, meaning I'm the fat at one.
The what? The weight. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
I was going to look for a song to put in here because we're going to eventually have to play a song, like at least one song to like end it.
Well, anyways, Jerry Sandusky got sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison.
Yeah.
For the apparent assaults. And then they're then they're apparently two of the other coaches they're like sentencing too.
For what?
For like, oh, what was it? What did they say? Something about let me go find the actual verbiage they used. Pre-jury and failure to report child abuse. That's what they're getting charged for. That's not scheduled to January.
What is it again?
What did I say? Pre-jury. Oh my God, perjury. What the hell?
Oh, perjury.
Yeah, sorry.
So they lied.
Perjury and then failure to report child abuse.
So they lied in court. It was perjury, right?
Yeah.
Which but, the whole court lies constantly. So
oh yeah, that's
they
stupid.
Don't get. Can you put the court up on charges of perjury? I wonder if that ever happens, because it's always the court, puts you, or how they term it? God damn it, fucking brain! Come on, alpha brain, kick in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What does the court do to you to give you perjury? What's the verb?
I don't. Your rights.
That's not a verb.
Oh, the verb. I don't know.
That's a noun. Rights is a noun. I know language pretty well.
Whatever, then. Anyways, I don't know. Who cares? Know. What are you going to say about it?
I don't know. Because now I lost it because I'm trying to figure shit out.
Well, if Paterno was still alive, would he be fucking probably going on trial too for not reporting child abuse, I bet you?
Yes. Yes.
They already took his damn statue down and...
No, perjury. So lying in court. Like, that's what they...
I know. He wouldn't have even gone.
No, that's what I'm...
But I'm saying
remembering
he would have gone.
What I was saying.
I don't fucking know.
I'm remembering what I was going to say. I'm not talking about...
What are you remembering?
Paterno. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting old.
Perjury.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what they were trying to get Barry Bonds on.
Oh, so did he lie about the drugs that he took in court? Is that what it was?
That's what they're trying to go after him, saying that he lied in court when he said that he did not do steroids.
Gotcha.
But who cares is what I'm saying. Who gives a fuck that he's lying in court to the court, the government? The government, the court, they all lie at same all the time anyway.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, can you... And whatever that fucking verb is that the court uses, that
prosecute?
I cannot, whatever, but can the court, or can, well, it would, you couldn't, because it's the court prosecuting the court on perjury.
Yeah.
How would that happen?
That would not
happen. What if the court, the one who deems perjury upon people, what if the court is lying the whole time? Where's the perjury against the court? That's my question.
Yes.
If somebody can answer that, please, Drunk Dallas, 623-505-6375. Leave me a drunken message. Explain to me if there is a way. I want to know about it. Is there a way that you can bring up the court on perjury charges? That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I don't know, so... We'll
can you bring the court upon... perjury charges, even though the court is always the one laying down the perjury charges against someone else. But what if the court is constantly lying, which they do?
I don't know. Good question. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's what I was singing. Actually,
was it?
I was not. Oh. I lied. Just like the court.
So, yeah, we're done with the vice presidential debate. in case you didn't notice.
Apparently, I found this site that tells about what the 10 best iPhone and iPad apps.
Wait, what is this? Like, is that Obama and Romney?
Yes, and they take the mask off and said Joker.
Two shares. Two people shared it. Only one person liked it. Who shared it? Neither of the people who liked it. That's cool. I didn't even know those people liked this. I never heard of them. Maybe they shared it from somebody else.
Oh, maybe. No, because I just posted that. I don't.
Right, but if somebody else, I don't
shared,
know.
So.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
That's weird. Oh, well.
Well, anybody that shares it, it'll say Drunk on Liberty's photo.
Yeah.
Like this one person shared it from them. Oh, that's where that person, okay. So
they saw it from that person, yeah.
So this person does not like, but this one does.
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense. Breaking down the fourth wall.
Anyway, so I have the 10 best iPhone iPad apps for this week. You want to hear about them?
I guess so, except Apple sucks.
Oh, God, shush.
They're horrible. Suing the shit out of Samsung and winning because they have rounded corners on their new phone.
I agree that's stupid, but...
It's fucking retarded.
I still have their products, so I can't
I bought a freaking iMac that we're using right here. Calm down, but they're still fucking... The company is horrible. I thought Steve Jobs was like all...
Well, he's dead now, so
I don't know if that
would have happened if he was alive.
Oh, I'm sure it was already... It's been happening. Like, Steve Jobs has been the patent whore.
Oh, geez. Well, anyway, so the first one is M&S Home. It's basically like this app that shows like furniture and like full screen photography so that you can like... And you can like purchase it. And then the other one is CBeebies Magazine. It has like puzzles and reward charts and coloring. It's more for kids. And then it has a 2013 AA pub guide. So it's like this is an app that shows like it covers like hotels, restaurants, bed and breakfasts, other businesses so that you guys can kind of see like, you know, what's the best place to stay or eat at in that place that you're like visiting. The next one is Next Guide TV. And it is, hold on. Oh, it like alerts you and reminds you of like when one of your shows is going to come on again. So like if you have a bunch of shows you watch, can't remember all the days or when it starts up again, it kind of reminds you of when it's coming on. If it like, also I think if your show gets onto Netflix, like, and you have a Netflix account, like it will like tell you, hey, the show's on Netflix now or whatever. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then the next one's Via.
But most of these apps are probably on Android, too.
Some of them. This one...
I'm sure a lot of them are.
It's just probably called something different. I don't know.
Right. But, I mean, you can get the same... Mostly the same type of apps.
So Via is... it's VIA. It's work of a UK team trying to help joggers avoid slamming into light posts while checking their iPhone maps for directions. Basically, it gets you... It gets you to set a route from A to B, so whatever you're going to, then provides audio prompts while still playing your music, and it also tracks your distance, times, and calories burned. It does all this while, like, taking you from A to B.
Right.
So that's cool. That doesn't stop your music. Like, you can still play music while it's, like, directing you. And it tracks how far you go and all that kind of cool crap. And the next one is Skull Bones Island Pirates Ahoy. This is obviously for children. It's just, like... You play activities, it has to do with like pirate ships and stuff. And then Lego minifigure ultimate stickers. I don't know. I guess you mix and match backgrounds and stickers. And it's another thing for kids. It's just like a little, I don't know. So I don't really understand Lego. So I don't know. And then there's Song Beats. It's an app that,
Wait, are you trying to do...
No, I just found this on my own, actually, and I was looking at it. This is the third music app from Yamaha. Is that how you say it? Yamaha.
Yeah.
It aims to teach people to play drums, and virtual ones, though. Oh, so it, like, helps you learn how to play music. So it's called Song Beats.
Yeah, sweet. That I've heard of that on...
That's on the iPhone.
Well, I know. I said I've heard of apps like that on Android, too.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying pretty much all of these are for sure on Android. And they may not be the same exact one, but they're, I mean, different versions of the same thing is what I'm saying.
The next one's called Uggy the Artist. This means there's
Juju?
Like
Juju?
Something about it. It's a dog.
Are you disgracing Jews?
No, Uggy.
You said Juju.
No, I didn't say anything about Juju.
You said Juju.
No, I didn't.
Run the tape.
I did not say Jew.
You did. You went Jew.
And then the last one is Dumbo Disney Classics. Disney has been steadily turning a succession of its classic films into book apps for iOS, with Dumbo the latest to be The Leap. The familiar story is complemented by animation and voice narration. Oh, sweet. I mean, it's supposed to be for kids, but I would totally use this. Apparently, it's like... It's like a book. You can read it. It reads to you. It's on your iPad and iPhone, but it'd probably be better on the iPad for visuals. But
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the 10. I think that was 10. Is there another page? Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's 10. So those are the 10 best iPhone apps right now on iPads for now, this week.
All right. Well, to change course here, I don't know if people... I've ever heard of this dude, Nick Manning. He's a porn star dude, but...
Yuck.
Well, there's just... He has the most hilarious sort of sound clips or bites, and I'm hoping this works out right, but let's see.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hold on, what's loading. It doing?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, that means loading.
I guess.
Fuck yeah. Why don't you shut the fuck up and just get fucked?
Ew. This is gross.
Listen.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I don't want to hear any fucking lip. You're only fucking 18.
Oh, yeah.
What the suck cock?
No, there's like a patented statement from him. That's what I'm waiting for. Maybe I should go to the air.
Yeah, bitch. That's better. All over your fucking faces. Yeah. Eat that cum.
Ew, I don't want to listen to shit.
No, he's dropping loads. Dropping fucking loads. Where is that?
Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads.
There it is.
All over your fucking faces. Yeah.
Is that your motto? Ew.
I just find it hilarious.
I find it disturbing in more ways than one.
Anyway, Nick Manning. He does it like in all his movies, apparently. He's been on Howard Stern. They played it a ton on the Ice House Chronicles, and just because it's so hilarious.
It's so...
Oh, I'm dropping fucking loads. Well, it's gone. Shooting loads all over the face. What happened to that? Is that gone? Didn't I accidentally delete that or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a good song. No, maybe I still have it.
No, maybe we don't have it. Okay.
Shooting loads. All over the face.
We don't have that anymore. I think we got rid of that.
I think I still have it, actually.
I think we got rid of that. I don't know. I'm distracted.
Justin says, if you claim to be anti-war and you are voting for Romney or Obama, you are a hypocrite. Sorry, but that's the truth. It's time for you to wake up. I would agree, but I try and not say the wake up phrase. I know I did say it tonight once.
Why?
But I don't know. It just...
Why do you not like it now?
Now?
You used to say it all the time before.
Used to say it all the time before?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but... It just, like, it seems condescending to say.
Okay.
It makes me sound like a dick, I guess, if I was saying it.
Okay.
No, I don't want to sound like a dick.
Well, you have one, so you can't help that. Every man. It has this berry, burst of berry flavor, and then you swallow, and it's good, but then there's a bad aftertaste. It's like sucking dick.
Oh, I'm wasted.
That was such a good quote. You know, like, that was such some good days there. With some good quotes.
There's other ones I just haven't listened in a long time, but I think we had a little tussle in the last episode, but I didn't listen.
We had a fight?
Toward the beginning, I think so.
I don't remember that.
And I think it made it in because I forgot about it. Didn't edit
we
that.
Kind of fight?
I didn't do edit that shit out. Where's that at? I don't know.
It's too late. It's too late. You missed
your
chance.
No, it's not.
Just edit that shit out.
I did not.
Listen. We got in a fight. What were we fighting about?
You're asking me that question when I told you I don't really know because I didn't listen, but I'm saying I think.
So now we're going to fight now about it?
Let's go. Put up your dukes. Did your dad ever say that? My dad always used to say that.
No.
You put up your dukes.
My dad was not nice.
Have you ever heard that term?
No,
put up,
I haven't.
Put up your dukes as far as fighting?
No, I thought it meant your balls.
No, put up your dukes, your hands. Put your hands up. Put up your dukes. I'm ready to fight. Throw some dukes.
Never heard of that before.
Never heard that.
Until you said it. Well.
That's funny. Drinking game for those who want to remain sober. Drink when the Constitution is mentioned.
I don't get it.
You don't get it? They never mention the Constitution.
That's a good game.
So if you want to stay sober, you have a drinking game for those who want to remain sober. Drink whenever they mention the Constitution. Although, what's his name? Obama would mention it. Because he likes to call himself a constitutional scholar. Not that the Constitution matters.
But if it did.
What?
How do you call yourself a scholar? Like, could I say I'm a scholar in drinking wine?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm a drinking wine scholar? Because apparently everyone can just say that.
Call yourself a scholar on whatever you want. Because apparently you can.
Of wine. Because I know how to drink the shit out of it.
There's like a half-naked redhead here.
Those damn gingers are taking over. I'm like Cartman in that respect. Oh, the daywalkers and shit. Oh, God. Oh, I know what's going to happen in the future. I can't say it on here. It'll give
some. Look at this.
Have
a seat. Animal Planet is on.
I want a dog like that. Isn't it cute? I want that dog.
Yeah.
But you won't let me have any.
Look at that.
I don't want that many.
Jesus.
I just want one
dog.
Take
up their whole couch. Looks like dude has a boner.
Who does he?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He does. It's like those shorts you wear, and it looks like, and I have to pat it to see if you do. Because if you did, then we'd have sex, but you never do. I think I'm just ugly, and you just don't want to have sex.
Oh, my goodness. I have a raging boner at all times.
Yeah,
what are you
right.
talking about?
Oh, Big Bird was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. JW. Something about guitars.
Weird.
What? Did he get mentioned? What is it? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
He's building his bass. Oh, it's his guitars he builds.
Wow.
He needs to build us one.
He has a story written about him.
Wow, good for him.
Look at that. JW.
You should have your... Oh, does he not have a koozie? So he should have had like a little drink with our koozie in the picture.
That'd be
I'm
awesome.
Just kidding.
He doesn't have a koozie. I think I did send him a sticker. I don't remember. Sorry.
I thought we sent him a shirt.
No.
You didn't?
We don't have any shirts. We have two shirts left. double XL and regular XL.
Oh.
But that's all we have.
But that's cool. I want a guitar. I do have drums, but I'd like a guitar too. But I need to learn how to play one.
Well,
you could just copy and paste that into the
Drunk on Liberty.
Yeah. As we're figuring this out right now, as the show goes, how to copy and paste.
JW, just reading your little story there. I'm sure you're listening to this.
Eventually. I don't know, maybe whenever he hates us.
Whenever it gets posted.
You know, you don't have to go like there where you just want to change, but I'm not going to.
You used to. I know, they just changed it. So that's why I they still do it, because I can't. Yes, they did.
All right. There was something
you
want
to fight about it?
You know I'll win that battle, so women are always right. Yes, dear, remember? Remember, yes, dear. Didn't your daddy ever tell you that?
No.
I'm going to have a word with him then. He says that to me. What are you writing? Writing something weird as usual.
Writing you rock, JW.
How nice of us. If it ever posts. All right, I wanted to go back and look at some, and then you skipped,
what?
And now I...
Where?
No, it was on your Facebook page, so now it's geez. Too late.
Well, I can go back.
I get to scroll the page? Whole way down. No, it's on the home page. I think it was this game you could play. I hate stupid girls sometimes.
Huh?
I hate girls sometimes. Like, they're just so slutty.
What are you
talking about?
Some
women are slutty as shit, and I'm just like that, slutty.
It's not, this is just a page.
Yes, I know, and it's slutty.
It's not a girl.
Yes, that is a picture of a woman.
Oh, it's a picture of a woman who.
I know it's not that woman that posted it.
That's what I'm saying.
But still, it's slutty.
No, she was posing for a shoot. Well, how's that slutty? She probably made plenty of money off of that.
Yuck. Get a real job.
That's very much a real job. Anything that pays some money.
Yuck. I still say yuck.
Somebody pay me money to take pictures of me. I'm all for it. I don't know. Usually it says show more.
Well, I wouldn't like it if you took naked pictures.
It's not naked. She wasn't naked.
But if you did, I'd be very upset with you.
What are you talking about? That's not even what I was talking about. I was talking about that red-haired chick who was not naked. Anyway, I can't go any further than that, so.
Then never mind.
It?
No, I didn't see it, so you ruined it for us. Could have played a game.
Pedro, a.k.a. Pedro, liked that picture.
I know, I saw. My skills of posting good stuff tonight. Freaking high.
High?
Like, high. Like, I'm not that I'm high. I'm saying that, like,
what?
I'm, like, I didn't say it right. Like, I'm going to
say,
like,
you said I'm high.
My posting skills are high. Like, meaning, like, they're awesome tonight. I'm not. I'm seriously not. I'm just saying, like, I meant to say, like, they're high. They're awesome. Like, they're high achieving. High achiever. I should have said I'm overachieving with my post.
Well, really, saying drunk is just another word for high. I mean, it just depends on the substance that you're using, but it means having an effect on your brain or, you know, your consciousness.
Yeah.
By the substance that you're using, right?
Yes.
So drunk and high mean the exact same thing. Just difference. It just depends on the substance, but it's the same word, right?
Yes, I'm high
basically,
on life.
Basically, it's the same.
And
shit.
My posting skills are high because they're awesome tonight. Oh, jeez. Well, did you find a song to play?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Well, I guess.
You said yes.
No, Romy said yes. He's saying yes before you said that, but I just clicked.
You play.
But anyway, I guess we're about out of here. So
yeah,
play that first.
I gotta go get another. I gotta go drink. I gotta go lay down. I gotta go spread my legs. I gotta go pee.
Take a penis.
No, I gotta go pee. That's why I gotta spread my legs.
Cause you could penis deep inside you.
We all both know that ain't happening. So
if you open up wide enough, I can get it in there.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Don't listen to this.
Anyways, head on over to drunkonliberty.com. Like us on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Drunk dial shit out of us, 623-505-6375. Leave us that drunken message.
Go to the Amazon banner and get some shit for yourself. Yes. So that they can give us some shit.
Or just donate to us so you can get yourself a Drunk on Liberty
koozie.
Or
go to our wish list and buy some shit off there.
We don't have that set up and ready to go.
Oh, because there was something on there I really wanted someone to buy for us.
We don't have it up and ready to go. So there's no need to talk about it. Also, email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com. And please rate and review us at iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. And the song that we will have for you is not that one.
Why not? I like that one. I thought it would be cute.
It is Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. Peace out, you drunk motherfuckers.
Peace. In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad. Woman beg. I'm way sad. I make an old woman blush and I make a young girl squeal. Fuck you, Bear. Fuck you, Bear. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad.
Just edit that shit out.
Porn, my god.
Teach your kids to drink. fucking hit the shit out of that donate button.
It's hot and kicking.
Now when I walk the streets, kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to tell you, pretty baby, what I see, I'll make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
You know, I like corn dogs, but I'm not a horn dog.
I like eating pussy.
I love vaginas.
I love vaginas.
I like rape.
I'm a pedophile.
This may be the most boring episode of Drunk on Liberty ever because we played the vice presidential debate.
Balls!
I don't know what that means. But anyways, peace out, drunks. Hope you enjoyed it.